All right, let's welcome everybody out to a brand new episode of Let's Talk Local. I'm your host, Chris Hollifield. It is good to be back recording a podcast episode. I know I was not here last week for an episode, and I apologize. And I know there were disappointed people out there, upset and demanding their money back. But last I checked, these podcast episodes are free. But of course, I got to mention our show sponsor, and I couldn't do this show without them. The Red Sign team, the Red Sign real estate team, that is my real estate team. And if you're looking to move to Utah, or maybe you already live in Utah and you just want to downsize, hit me up. Or one thing I am doing, a lot of people are reaching out to me, and you know, it's the beginning of the year, and they're wondering, you know, what's the value of my home? Like, what kind of equity do I have in my home currently? Feel free to reach out to me, and I would love to run what is called a CMA, which will run, it's a comparative market analysis that will basically do an in-depth analysis of your home, you know, showing kind of the equity and the value that is currently in your home. So feel free to shoot me an email. Chris@redsign.com is my email if you're interested in that. So yeah, the Red Sign real estate team, thank you for sponsoring this episode. I have a great great episode today with Jeremy Rena. He is in the studio here with me, and I am really stoked to get to know him and introduce him to the rest of you guys. He is the pain relief guy, right? Is that kind of the title you're taking?
That is me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I love it. I love it. Like, because we all have pain, man. Like, especially if we start getting older. I got so many joints and aches and pains and just things. I'm like, I didn't know this was part of getting old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's a part of life, right? We start becoming older, we have less range of motion, things like that. But I have to ask, how much stretching do you do in your life?
You know, not a lot. Actually, this is an interesting thing to bring up, and actually, I'd love to talk to you about this. So I've actually incorporated more stretching because I have. You're probably familiar with like your lymphatic system, right?
Yes, sir.
I have a stagnant lymphatic system. Okay. I've discovered this in my later years.
Right.
And so stretching has opened up, you might know the words better. My mind is blank.
You're
fluid,
system.
Right?
Yep.
Like you're to be able to drain, I guess you would say, right? And it's been a game changer.
Good.
And I'm talking only like 15, 20 minutes in the morning.
Yep.
Has completely changed my life, and I've only been doing this for a few months.
Good.
But tell me, I mean, how important is stretching?
I mean, it's one of those things that you look at most athletes and people that go to the gym, things like that. Nobody ever stretches. I mean, and when did you ever get to learn about stretching, right? If it was like any of the experience I've had, right? You went to gym class, you touched your toes, you reached for the sky, and then you went out and you got a ball. And that was your learning of stretching, right? So, I mean, stretching is one of those things that is important to keep you doing the things that you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Right. But what I do? Do you mind if I?
Yeah, please do, man. Yeah. We're here, man. This is a nice long form podcast.
Yeah.
So what you got?
So I'm a structural integrator.
Yeah.
Technically, what that is a massage therapist that is closer to a physical therapist than it is relaxing and fluffy and all of that kind of stuff, right? When you think about massage, you think about
candles
and nice music.
Yeah.
You get underneath, you know, you undress, you get underneath a blanket, that kind of thing. The massage that I do, one, you don't get undressed, right? We come in.
Can we get undressed if we'd like to, though? I'm just kidding with you.
So for the therapy, no, because I put you in positions that if you were undressed would be inappropriate.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I was just trying to be a silly.
You're good. I mean, you can get undressed. It just lessens the therapy.
I gotcha.
Right. So the attire that I ask clients to wear is like sports bra, loose, comfortable shorts. And then if you feel more comfortable, like a tank top.
Okay.
That gives me the ability to work in all the areas that need to be addressed while keeping you still clothed. Right. The other part of with the clothing is it allows us to get up off the table and actually test. move your arm, twist, bend over, you know, is your pain less or are we exactly where we were when we walked in the door, right?
Okay.
It allows us to really effectively use the amount of time to address your issue, right? If you go, have you ever had a massage before?
Of course. Okay. I love them.
So when you go, if we didn't have the clothing, right, you have to wait until the end of the session to get up off the table and go, oh, wait, my back still hurts. Yeah? Have you had those experiences where you're like, oh, well, you work on my back. They go in, they do whatever they do. And then you get up and you're like, oh, my back still hurts.
Right? Yeah.
So the therapy or the clothes really gives us the ability to focus and really address whatever it is that is giving you trouble. Another difference between what I do and let's call it regular massage, since that's what everyone seems to think about, is it's very spot specific. I'm not doing full bodies. I'm very much focusing on the areas that you need to have addressed, right? So for you, I can already see you have more like upper back, probably like mid to upper back neck issues.
And you could tell that just by the way I'm sitting, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's all about your posture, right? So the other therapy about, or the other theory of the therapy I do is very similar to like a chiropractor. I want to make sure that your bones are level. We shouldn't have a shoulder that's higher or rotated forward. Same with the hips, the knees, everywhere else, right?
Okay.
But unlike a chiropractor, I'm not looking at the bones to address them. I'm looking at what moves bone. Well, muscle moves bone, right? Bone doesn't move muscle. So if we're just popping bones back into place, the muscles that have been pulling the bones out of place are just going to pull the bone right back out of place because it's still going to be short, right? The other theory that I work with is if you have, right, if I move my arm forward, there has to be a muscle that pulls it backwards, right? And when we start having pain, it's because there's an imbalance between those two muscles.
Interesting.
One muscle becomes short, it makes the opposite muscle become long. And we usually have pain in the long tissue because it's always being stretched out.
What causes that? I mean, sorry to interrupt your train of thought but what causes somebody to have that happen to their muscles?
Yeah. So answer this question. How often do you bend backwards?
Probably never.
How often do you bend forward?
100 times a day. I don't know how many times, but a lot.
A lot, right?
Yeah.
So if you only ever use a muscle in one direction, the muscle gets shorter and shorter in that direction.
Interesting.
Until you become that little old man that stands up and stares at the ground because he's now a
hunchback.
Hunchback. Yes, exactly. Right. Those little old people didn't get that way in one day, one week, one month. They consistently did a bad habit, let's call it, and never like bending forward, sitting.
Okay.
And the muscles in the front of the body got shorter and shorter and shorter, making the ones in the back become longer and longer and longer until they finally became those question mark people.
Interesting.
Right. So it's the habits that we consistently do that causes the imbalances in our body. Right. The other little things that I've picked out while we've just been sitting here, you probably have some low back pain. I'm going to guess it's more on your right side because you seem to really want to cross your right leg over onto your left knee, which indicates you're trying to somewhat shorten something on that side. So it could be in the knee. It could be in the low back. But I'm going to guess it's somewhere on that right side. And I could be wrong.
Yeah. I deal with a lot of inflammation issues and pain issues in general. And,
right.
And some days is worse than others, you know?
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you picked that up.
Yeah. Because again, it's the consistent habits that we do, like crossing your legs over. If you always prefer to pick one over the other, when you sit down, do you lean over onto your right arm or do you lean on over onto the left? When you sleep, I can tell what side you sleep on. If you're a side sleeper, if you're a belly sleeper, if you're a back sleeper, based on the positioning of your shoulders, when you're laying on my table, that's usually where
I was going to say, what do you think I do? What do you think? We haven't gone that far yet.
Not that far. Unfortunately, I haven't got that angle on you.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you that. But those are things that I can consistently pick out in clients. And they're like, yeah, I actually do sleep on my left or I sleep on my right.
That's interesting. I remember years ago. So my mom's always been kind of on the natural side of things and going to natural doctors. And I remember going to this doctor that she went to. I mean, this was years and years ago, and he would talk about, you know, like when you're standing at the bus stop and you kind of lean on one leg
or the other.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of the same theories of what you're talking about, or the way you lean, and because what will happen there is your leg will actually grow a little bit longer.
So it doesn't really grow. What happens is those muscles become shorter on the leg that you stand on. And so it sucks the hip joint up into itself, which raises the foot off the ground, making the opposite leg look longer.
So what do you do? Come to you? So is that what the answer is?
So like I said, stretching, yoga, those kind of things are the things that you can do on your own and you don't need me, right? My whole goal with what I do is to teach people how to take care of themselves.
Okay.
I'm kind of like a boost, if you want to call it that, right? I'm going to come in, I'm going to help break up the tissue, I'm going to get you in a better state, which is going to, it's like giving you a jump start, right? It's going to give you a jump start on your path to healing yourself. And the reason I say that is I can go in and I can break the tissue up. I can get you feeling really good, get you range of motion, get the pain taken care of. But if you choose to go out and sit in your bad habits, like slouching, sleeping on the same shoulder, whatever it may be that is your bad habit that has caused the muscles to tighten in that dysfunctional way, why won't the tissue tighten back up? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I try and teach you or give you things like, I can tell this is a bad habit for you, right? Yeah. And the more that you do it, it will consistently start making you want it more because doing this.
But I find myself to be in pain. Like the next day, if I do that a lot, I'll be like, dang it. Why the heck was I crossing my legs yesterday?
Right. But it's because an unconscious habit, right?
Because
Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is.
And I'm kind of a fidgety guy too. And I hate that part of me, but it is what it is, you know?
I mean, consistent moving is actually a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah. So the worst thing for your body is to be stuck in a static position.
Okay.
The second worst thing for your body is overuse. So we need to stand kind of right between those two, if that makes sense, right? We need to obviously rest at times, but we need to not be stagnant, which a lot of people seem to be. 8 hours a day sitting at a desk, or, you know, if you're a factory worker or something like that, fast food, things like that, where you're standing at a counter, those being stuck in a static position with very limited range of motion, cashiers, things like that, you're very much tightening or creating dysfunctions within your body, your system, by bumping out into one hip or standing on one leg, like you mentioned.
It is interesting. You know, I've now that you say that, I look back over like even jobs I've had. If I have more jobs and I'm sitting more versus moving around more, you know, just kind of how
your body feels at the end of the day. Yeah.
I do better if I can move around.
Most people do. Yeah. Most people
do. So what do you do? Okay. So let's say we have bad habits of things we were talking about. I don't know, standing on one leg or crossing our legs or whatever that is. I mean, what are things we could do to break those habits?
So to break the habits, I mean, that's all up to you, right?
Yeah,
It really comes down to,
I mean, I guess just willpower, right?
Just being mindful.
Mindful. Yeah.
Being mindful, right? Realizing, oh yeah, I'm going to cross my opposite leg instead of the one that I always cross.
But are there, okay, so maybe I need to rephrase my question too.
Okay.
Are there exercises? Let's back up even a little bit. Believe it or not, I actually used to be quite active at the gym. I know I don't look like it now, but I used to go. I mean, I would go every day and regularly. Mm-hmm. And I found when I was lifting weights and it kind of threw my shoulders back and I had better posture.
Yep.
And I found when I stopped lifting weights and I'm not going to the gym anymore. I mean, gosh, it's been a couple of years since I've been to the gym, right? They kind of start to, would that be a good, is that kind of go into the stretching and kind of what you need to do there? Okay.
Oh yeah. There's exercises called like repatterning exercises,
sure.
Right? Where you're doing a certain movement or holding a certain stretch to help re-lengthen the tissue in a certain way to allow for the feet to then stay in front of you instead of flop out to the side, the shoulders to be pulled back instead of wanting to, you know, crumble forward and fall off the chest, right? So yeah, there's tons of exercises, those kind of things that I like to give clients. But again, that comes down to you going home and doing your homework.
Sure.
Right.
But nobody's going to do it for you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. I tell people that all the time. I'm just a giant Band-Aid. Again, I'm going to help make you feel better right now. But if you choose to go back and live these bad habits, it's just going to come back and it's going to creep back on you. Right. Sure. It's going to get, I'm starting to feel my shoulder or my back, and then it's going to get worse and worse. The more we go into our bad habits and keep doing those bad patterns. But again, the more that we are mindful, the more time we put into the exercises, those kind of things, stretching on your own, the less you'll find that you want to go into those bad habits. The less I want to cross my leg over onto my knee, or I want to slouch, right? I want to sit up is what will start happening.
So what I'm hearing from you is stretching is like almost the most important thing.
Yeah.
Could do. I was actually listening. And have you ever heard of David Goggins? Are you familiar with David Goggins at all?
I've heard the name.
Marines guy like in his bare feet hundreds of miles.
Yes.
I was listening to this podcast. Courtney, he says he's like stretches like 2 hours every day. I'm like, how do you even find 2 hours to stretch? But
he lives a crazy life.
That's got to be good for you, man. Stretch like that.
It is. You know, I tell people, you know, everyone's all about getting the workout in. I don't have time. But then they'll tell me, you know, I work out 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously have the time. Why don't you just take one of those days and transform it into more of a recovery day? Mm. So instead, have you ever heard of like rolling out using a foam roller?
Yeah.
Okay. So technically the therapy I do is foam rolling, except I'm the foam roller. Right? It's very uncomfortable.
You just lay on them and roll on them.
Yeah. Just roll them around the table into a ball. Yeah. It's more on that sense of it's very kind of deep work. It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
But when you get off the table, you very much have these changes. The other side of it is I follow the Ida Rolf method of structural integration. So the Ida Rolf method is actually a 10-session series that systematically goes through the body, breaking down each section and then systematically putting you back together. So the way I like to explain it is if our body was like a piece of paper and that piece of paper is all crumpled up. If you come in and you see one session with me, it's like I took an iron and I ironed out one corner of that paper.
Okay.
Okay. Because again, they're spot sessions. We're focusing on one area of the body at a time. And then I'm going to send you out into the world. Well, the world's going to be like the world is, and you're going to most likely start crumpling in that one corner that I've already uncrumpled. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The 10 sessions is me going through the entire piece of paper and ironing out everything so that when I send you off into the world, it's not that one corner that is only crumpling. You have a lot more slack or freedom. And the pain doesn't come back as quickly.
Mm.
Right. So it's just a different method if you're looking for more long-term relief. And again, I'm just kickstarting you in the journey of, I'm going to sit up straighter. I'm going to hold my posture better.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to try and break these bad habits. And then I send you off to do your thing.
So what even got you into this? Cause I mean, did you go to different schooling than just your regular massage therapist?
Yeah, yes.
Person that just, I don't know, back to the typical music and, I don't know, the hot rocks and all
the
that.
The hot rocks, the fluffy stuff. That's what I like to call it.
Which is good. I love that stuff too.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The lavender oils and all that stuff. Nothing wrong with it ever. You know?
No, I always say it's this, you know, the therapy I do is not going to help you.
Yeah.
If you are very stressed or having, you know, anxiety, those kind of things. But if you're having pain where you're, you know, my shoulder hurts, my back hurts, those kind of things, that's where my therapy is successful. So it's all about, you know, what you as a client needs, right? So I find that therapists feel like I talk down on them in their therapy because I'm like, oh, I help people with pain. And they're like, well, I help too. But I'm like, yeah, but you're on, you know, you're still fluffy, you know? And that's how I like to describe that type of work, is it's fluffy. It yeah. feels good. But if you really think about it, anything good for us doesn't ever feel good.
Yeah.
You go to the gym, sucks while you're there.
Yeah.
You leave, you're tired. You go to the doctor, he cheats and he gives you a little magic pill. But if he didn't, that would suck.
Yeah.
Right. The dentist, all those places suck for us.
Well, even think I like healthy food, right?
Healthy food.
I would much rather eat candy.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do we think we should go to a massage and it should feel good and fix our stuff?
Because that's, I think that's just more because that's what we're used to.
We're used to. I totally agree. That's the mindset that we have with massage, right? But when people start getting that good quality, deep tissue type massage that doesn't feel good, that's when people start feeling more relief. Because I like to tell people, you know, we have to stay in kind of on this line of this sucks. Mm-hmm. But as the client, you're relaxed. You're not clenching your teeth. You're not curling your fists. You're totally relaxed. But this sucks. Right. And that's the line that we try and stand on while going through the therapy. Right. You mentioned, sorry, my schooling.
Yeah. Schooling. Like, no. Hey, this is a podcast, yeah. man. That's what happens. I mean, I'm just curious because so like my younger sister actually is a massage therapist.
Okay.
She actually doesn't really practice anymore. Yep. You know, a lot of people get their, I'm sure you hear this, right? Yep. They get their license and don't do anything like real estate, mm-hmm. I guess. But what, I mean, is it different schooling?
So
because you're focusing on different things.
Yeah.
So you're having to learn different things.
Right. So I did your basic like UCMT, Utah College of Massage sure. Therapy, right? Got licensed as a massage therapist. They do dabble in structural integration, but it was like we got a week of training in it. So out of the whole course, it was like, hey, this is what structural is in and moving on. Right. So we didn't really learn a lot there. But it was just really to try and get our interest in whatever we were interested in.
But it was during that week you're like, oh, I kind of want to do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I've got a lot of self-doubt in myself. So it took about a year of doing just regular massage before I actually started pursuing that. But I worked for a company called Structura Body Therapies. They're actually located up in South Ogden.
Okay.
Amazing therapists. And the knowledge that they have there, just unbeatable. Jason, the owner,
okay.
The guy's a genius. No, anything you need to know about the body, the guy knows. And so I worked for, 3.5 years with them. Just trying to soak up as much knowledge as I could. And then after that 3 years, we parted ways. And I started to kind of go out on my own. I had actually moved to Florida, moved back. So it is a different type of schooling that you have to learn, right? They changed my focus on, what does a client want to what does a client need? I like to tell people, I listen to you when you come in and you tell me, okay, this hurts and this hurts. But I look at your body and I go, okay, well, this needs work and this needs work to help alleviate whatever it is that you want alleviated, right? So golfer's elbow is a funny one. Everyone will come in and tell me, ah, my elbow's hurting. And I'll be like, okay, I start doing neck work. And they'll be like, oh, no, it's my elbow. And I'll be like, yeah, we'll get there. And then I start hitting spots as soon as we get deep enough into the tissue that starts sending the pain right to their elbow. Because I don't know.
Because
Everything's all connected. I don't know if you know this, but the nerves for your arm run out of your neck. And so you can actually have like nerve signals or nerve pain go down into the arm. Tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, carpal tunnel, right? Huh. And it actually be an issue with the muscles in the neck impinging the nerves, but sending the pain down into the elbow. So you can work the elbow and work the elbow and work the elbow and never get any relief. Mm. Sorry, I get on these tangents.
No. I didn't know that the arm was connected, but I believe it.
Right.
I'm a very big, pressure points and
well, and usually and all where your pain stuff. Is not where the problem is. Right.
Mm.
Going back to like little old people. Where's everybody's pain, right? If you look at that little old lady, where's her pain? Usually it's going to be in the back of the neck, her upper shoulders, her
Again, because they're hunched over.
Because they're hunched over. Her mid-upper back, right? That whole section is going to be where most likely her pain is.
Yeah.
The problem is the tissue in the front of the body that is pulling you down and making the muscles in the back of the body become longer, right? So here's the problem, but here's the pain, right? So it's a weird concept.
Any like crazy, I mean, I know like I'm not asking for like, I know there's confidentiality with patients and stuff like that, but any crazy success stories that you've seen in this practice of being able to work on somebody's muscles where maybe like you almost give somebody's life back to them? Like, I don't know. That's a heavy question,
no,
I guess. But
no,
like,
so that's the thing. So when I started working for Structure, the way that I learned about them is I went back to the school. I was very discouraged with like your fluffy massage, mostly because I was burnt out on it, right? Okay. My clients kept coming back with the exact same pain at the exact same pain level, and I didn't feel like I was really helping them in any way. I was, you know,
kind of just masking the problem.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah, exactly. And so I went back to the school and was like, you know, I need to find something different or this just isn't working for me, you know? And luckily Structura was doing like a brown bag. So I went in and I sat on like the brown bag, and she brought this guy in, and he hobbled over and he got on the table and she just started working on him and talking to us. Right. And he got up and he walked away. Not hobbled, wasn't
just limping. After one session.
And she probably worked on him for 45 minutes, right? Just while she was talking to us, explaining what structural integration was, what the company was about, all of that, answering questions, right? And the guy got up and walked away, right?
Did the guy say anything? I was going to say, yeah. I'd be tripping out, man.
No, yeah,
like,
he got up and he was like, oh, I feel better, you know? And,
yeah.
And he moved and he was walking like he wasn't hobbling. And it was just that. Okay, there's something different. She definitely did something different than, because, you know, I'd work on people and yeah, they would walk better, but they'd still be limping in to some degree, right? And so that was my first experience with it. I've had several clients that I've went to the doctor and they've told me, there's nothing wrong with you, right? The bones look all fine. The nerves look all fine. And then they come in, they get sessions, and they start getting the relief that they haven't been able to get from really anywhere else. It's, I don't know. I find that it's, in my opinion, that's why I do it, is because I can see the difference that I do make in people's lives. You know, if you're in pain, it's crippling, right? You don't want to move. You don't want to get up. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to go to your son's birthday party. You don't want to go see your grandma. You don't want to do anything if you're in pain. That's crippling, right?
Yeah.
And so to be able to work with people and actually get relief, get change, get people where they're moving. I mean, I have, I had one lady that came to me and she was like, I haven't been able to go garden all year long, and we've done 3 sessions, and last weekend I spent the weekend out in the garden, and I'm sore, but I'm feeling better. Like I can still get up and I can still move, you know? So
why don't more massage, like it would seem like more people would go to people like you versus just a regular massage therapist. Cause it seems like, I mean, just based off of even your stories now, that people have more success going a few times. Cause I know people that go to massage therapists weekly almost. Mm-hmm. And then very next day almost they're back. Oh, there's so much pain.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, one, so Ida Rolf created this about, and I'm
Ida Rolf.
Ida Rolf. Yeah.
Okay.
She was the creator of structural integration. She was one of the very first women to go to to the Rockefeller Institute, way back in the day. Right. So she was a brilliant woman. So she created this like 80 years ago or so. And about that time, it was still that, what do women know? And so a lot of her ideals got more pushed to mom and pop hippie shops, chiropractors, things like that, tried to really steal those ideas and incorporate them as chiropractic, as like chiropractic modalities. Mm-hmm. And she really tried to put a stop to that. And so It got pushed to more pop, mom and pop hippie shops. And the only way up until 10-ish or so years ago is you had to go out to Colorado and actually go to one of the Ida Rolf Institutes. And if you did, you can call yourself a Rolfer, right? An Ida Rolfer, which is just more of a term or title that shows that you went to this prestigious school.
Are you a Rolfer?
Unfortunately, I'm not. Yeah. Unfortunately not. No, I'm only a structural integrator that practices the Ida Rolf method. It's one of those, you know, political type things. Unless you've went to the school, you can't call yourself that. But the really awesome news is Jason, the guy that I learned from, he learned from Norman, who had started UCMT. And Norman had actually learned from Ida. So we're really kind of close to that modality still, or the creator of that modality. So I feel pretty special to still have that knowledge.
Very cool. Very cool, man. You have open, you know, it's interesting. So years ago, I actually remember my mom dealing with this horrible sciatica pain.
Yeah.
And gosh, she would have just benefited, I'm sure, with somebody like yourself.
Oh yeah. I mean, so this is the method, right? Our muscle system affects our bones or our skeletal system, and our skeletal system affects the nerve system, right? And then the nerve system affects the muscle system. And so it's this big triangle. If you have sciatic pain, right, it's most likely you have a muscle that has become short, which then tweaks the bone and starts pinching on that nerve, right? And so if you can start to create or break, create a better cycle or break the pain cycle, right? Get length to those tissues, which will realign the bone, which will get the pressure off the nerve. You can eliminate a lot of those kind of things.
Mm.
But again, it's coming down to breaking what's your bad habits, right? Because again, I can break up that tissue. I can get that change to happen. But if you're not changing your bad habits, then...
Then that's really... Well, I mean, but that's kind of that way with anything, though.
Yeah, but that we do. But on that same note, I do need a paycheck. So if you want to keep coming to me, I have no problem with that.
Absolutely. And I mean, obviously, okay, so I want my listeners to reach out to you,
right,
and connect with you,
right,
and all of that stuff. But what are, I mean, I know we kind of talked about stretching. Is that kind of, you know, stuff that we could do at home?
Yeah.
Like let's say for people listening, like, hey, what is some value we can give back to them in this episode of like saying, okay, do this and this at home and this could help. I mean, would you just say stretching? Is that really the answer?
Yeah. So yoga, stretching,
yoga.
Right? So for me, right, I have a bad habit job. I have to lean over you to make you feel better.
Okay.
If I'm not pulling the miles off of my body that I'm consistently putting on every day, I'm going to start to break down myself. Right. So I need to go in and take those miles off of my body. So for me, I do 15 minutes of stretching every day. I try and get up and smash or roll out with a foam roller, or other mobility tools like lacrosse balls.
There's what about that chirp wheel? You ever see that chirp wheel? That
similar
you,
thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Similar thing. Again, when you look at those kind of things, they're kind of like hammers and screwdrivers. Some of them get in places very well, and is like a hammer. But other places are like screws and you don't use a hammer on a screw, right? So like the chirp wheel, depending on how wide it is good, really good for the spine, but it's not going to get really good into the, like the quads or the hamstrings, right? Into your legs. Whereas a foam roller where it's a little wider, you're going to have a little easier time laying on that, right? Or even using a lacrosse ball, it's going to get in there a little better than either of the rollers because it's going to be more pinpointy, if that makes sense. So yeah, stretching is one of those things that really helps me keep my body in shape and out of pain. And then again, smashing and rolling. And I try and convey that to all my clients, you know, and when you come in, I give you more of an assessment of you need to be smashing more here. You need to roll out here or stretch here. Right. And these exercises will help you.
So cool.
Yeah.
Now, you have a practice in Pleasant Grove, right?
I do.
Pleasant Grove. Now, are you kind of on your own or are you part of like a group of people or?
So I'm in an office, each person rents their own room, but each person has their own business. We have an esthetician. We have a...
Your mind's blank. That's fine.
No, she does a somatic emotions. So
somatic emotions.
Yeah. That's so, so it's like, I guess it's like, I'm not exactly sure what it's like. I probably shouldn't speak on it.
No, you're fine. Well, I mean, basically my question was you're kind of like your own business owner.
Yeah.
Right. Have you found it like challenging to like run your own business as you're doing the massages too? Cause I mean, I know that even in real estate, right? Like we're our own bosses really, even though like I'm on an awesome team and all that, but it's like, it's tough juggling it all, man.
Yeah, no, I definitely have that. I am not business suave.
Okay.
Right. I am very knowledgeable in this therapy. I can.
So you wouldn't have business advice for somebody?
No, not at all. And I will soak up any advice that you may want to throw in my direction.
Okay.
When it starts coming to numbers, I'm like one of those people, let's grab the crayons and let's really slow this down. But when it comes to the body, I'm, you know, right there full speed being able to, you know, help people. So, it's been a little tricky trying to get into to being my own boss.
Yeah.
I've only been doing it for, 4 months now, 5 months.
Is this kind of your first business?
This is.
Adventure?
Yep. Yeah. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've always just worked for somebody else, allowed them to do all the heavy lifting. And so
it's a lot more stressful, huh?
It is.
But a lot more rewarding too.
It is. Yeah. There's pros and cons on both sides of it. And I'm enjoying it and hating it and loving it all at the same time.
Well, keep doing it, man. Yeah. Because like, I think that there's something to be said about people that just kind of like pull up their bootstraps and just like say, you know what, screw it, man. I'm going to like do this and figure it out. And, I'm going to struggle along the way. But once you get over that mountain and that hurdle, right?
Right.
And especially, I mean, you're still in the beginning stages of all this, right? Like that's why it's even a perfect time on the podcast. And I'd love to, you know, let's get you back in here in like a year or something like that and do a catch up. Like, hey, what's Jeremy doing now? And you're just gonna be like, man, I'm tearing it up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I'd love to do that.
Like, that's one of my favorite things about this podcast is in, especially with the length of time that I've gone now, like to bring these people that we're in some of the beginning episodes. It's like, well, like what is it? Remember VH1? They did that. Like, where are they now? musicians, like, you know, they're typically waitering in some dive coffee shop or something.
Hey, it's all about whatever makes you happy.
But no, it'd be interesting because I think people, they so badly want to start their own business. Mm-hmm. They want to be their own boss, right? We have this glamorized thoughts in our head of like, that would be the end all best thing in the world. But then you get into it and you're like, holy cow, there's is hard.
Way more than I thought it was going to
be. Yeah. And I'm wondering, you know, what kind of obstacles you've run into. I mean, with that, I mean, or any, maybe, I don't know.
Advertising, marketing, just trying to get my name out there.
You got on my podcast, man. Yeah. You won the marketing right here, right?
Yeah. No, I thought I hit the jackpot. When you replied to me, I was so stoked about it. So,
yeah.
And that's the thing. I've just been trying different angles, right? I've been hitting up other businesses.
Sure.
And just asking, you know, do your employees need to be fixed? Like, do you have a copy machine? Do you call somebody in to fix your copy machine?
Yeah.
Or do you have employees that are complaining that their back hurts, their shoulders, their elbows, their things like that?
Sure.
Are they calling out of work because of it? Sounds like you need somebody to come in and fix that kind of thing. And again, yes, the medical side, there's all those things. The one thing that I tell people all the time is when they come in, if I feel like my therapy isn't for you, say it's not a muscle issue, right? That you have degenerative bones that have broken down and you really need to go in and get surgery. I'm always 100% with them and being like, after this session, we should have had a lot more change than we have. Maybe we should, you know, reevaluate this, maybe give it one more session and see if we can get some change. And if not, you should probably look in a different direction, right? Because I don't want to be that person that is consistently, I need to see you once a week for the rest of your life. I really want to get people in, help them and send them back out.
Now you mentioned, can you go into like people's businesses? You know how massage therapists will set up a chair,
right?
Right. Could you do something very similar? Like,
yeah.
Like even let's use my office here, for example, right? Could you like set up a chair and like the work, the company could hire you for a few hours to fix up all the employees?
I can. I've done some like outcall type stuff where I've taken my table, they've put me in like a conference room or something like that. And we get, you know, three or four employees in, and I spend, you know, a half hour or whatever time they choose to delegate per employee. And yeah, I see one, how much relief we can get in that time. I give them a little coaching, those kind of things on maybe we should stretch. Let's try and keep and get up and walk around the office or, you know, whatever. And then they get off and go back to work. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what would be good for you as a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
And you've probably been told that or even thought about that. Like to
kind of like Hightower. Have you seen those? The chiropractor that uses the hammer?
No.
Oh yeah.
I got to check his YouTube channel.
Yeah. He's got a YouTube channel. I think it's called Hightower, but he's like a chiropractor and he uses like a chisel and a hammer to help, you know, pop things back into alignment, but he's got a pretty good following from it.
Yeah. I just think like you're definitely a visual, type situation. You know, I always push audio podcasts on people and stuff like that. Every business should have an audio podcast, but which I think could be good for you, but I think a YouTube channel would even be the best. Like,
I would agree. Like, if I could get people that would actually allow me to fill them, because that's the other thing is, you actually can physically see the change, right? People will stand up and their shoulder will be now aligned or level. They'll want to be standing with their shoulders pulled back instead of sitting, you know, with their shoulders hunched forward, because as you loosen that tissue, the muscles just want to stand in that better posture, right? You just hold yourself better. And so you can literally physically see it. So I think a YouTube, something like that would be good as well,
But again, you're so busy with all your other stuff, back to having to do it all.
I'm not very tech suave. You know, being stuck in a room for 10 years kind of gets me away from that technology side of it. So,
well, and I see the funny thing is here I am like saying do a YouTube channel, but I couldn't even tell you how to start one because I haven't even really. I mean, I have put videos on YouTube, but like obviously I haven't started a channel.
Right.
And again, it's just it's lack of time. And because I would know it would take like multiple days to like sit down and really figure it out,
set it up,
do all of that. But dude, I, after sitting here and talking with you, I'm like, I got to come in there and get some work done.
Yeah, no, I recommend everyone. I mean, even if you have just these little aches and pains that don't really, you know, I don't have this knee that just is killing me, little aches and pains, things like that, you know, it really helps with those kind of things. And then again, I can help give you a direction of, oh yeah, we need to be at least stretching the chest out a little more because you're very hunching forward or whatever it may be for you.
Sure.
Right. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's, I got some Utah questions. I know I was kind of chatting about these questions before we started recording. So these are going to be fun to talk to you about, but we have family and friends, you know, that visit us, they come into town, right? Yeah, yeah. They're coming from out of state. And they're here. Let's even use this weekend.
Okay.
Like, let's say they were in town this weekend and they're like, all right, Jeremy, give me the Utah tour. Where would you take me to? I mean, you know, we got those spots we take people to, whether it's the drive through the canyon or you know, Park City or the Salt Lake or whatever. Where do you take people to, man?
So I grew up in Carbon County.
Okay.
So on the other side of the mountain. I mean, even though it's one of the dangerous highways, I find that Utah Highway 6 is beautiful between Spanish Fork to Helper.
Okay.
Especially if you can hit it when the leaves are changing. It's just really one of those beautiful canyons. Plus, you know, you can cut off and go down into Schofield and drive around the lake. So, I mean, that is probably where I would take people if I was going to just take them on a drive, that kind of thing.
Very cool, man. Yeah, I love it. What about like one or two favorite eating spots? Like a place that you've just like been like, you know what, that's some good food.
Yeah. So just recently I've been introduced to pho.
Okay. That's people love it.
Yeah. And so I've been like comparing, right?
Yeah.
I've been kind of lovely pho. It's down in like that border of Provo and Orem right there by the mall. It's really, really good pho in, out of everything I've had so far.
All right. They, all right. Maybe I'll have to try it. Yeah. You know?
And then Purple Turtle. Nice, good shake is always wonderful from the Purple Turtle.
The Purple Turtle is a classic. It is. I mean, if anybody knows where that is, they're in Pleasant Grove. It's
a classic.
What about, would you change anything about Utah? And I know that that's such a big question.
That is.
And I've had all different kinds of answers on this, whether it's a totally unattainable request or something attainable. What would you change about Utah though?
Something that I'd change about Utah is probably the diversity that it has. And what I mean by diversity, I guess, is the division that the church brings.
Okay.
And I don't know what your religious belief are or anything, but I find that living in the state, that if you are not LDS, you are very much treated differently.
Than somebody else.
Than somebody that is in the church, right? And so, I mean, the one thing...
It's gotten better, though. It's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. As I've gotten older, or I just don't see it as much.
Yeah, or maybe it's the people we associate with, too, right?
Yeah, that as well. I try and treat everybody as fairly as I can. It's just, I notice within the community, right? I lived in Kaysville for a while, and when we first moved up there, everybody was very friendly. We got invited to all the community stuff, but when they realized that we weren't part of the church, they very much stopped, communicating with us. They stopped putting little, hey, we're going to get together and do trunk or treat. We're doing, whatever. So that's the one thing I think I love Utah. It's got such great diverse, environments, right? We have the desert, we have the forest, we have lakes, we have really amazing people here. I love how family oriented the whole state is.
Yeah.
Right. In general, this I think is the best state in the whole United States just because we are much more caring in my opinion. But there is that diversity that I think I would change.
And I think that's why everybody is moving here.
Yes.
I mean, the growth over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, really since COVID is where I've seen the biggest growth. And I mean,
right.
Obviously people, I can work from home and let's go live in this beautiful state of Utah.
Right.
And I think that that's helped bring, different ideas to the state, different people to the state, a little more diversity of, a good diversity. So hopefully that continues to change for the better, but I just, the traffic is just getting bonkers.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
And then housing is, here I do real estate and I'll be the first to admit the housing prices here have just gotten astronomical.
Yeah. 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 They've been blowing up. I mean, forever though, right?
Yeah. Well, true.
Everything's always just true. on the incline.
But Utah has some of the higher price than some other states.
And do you think that's just because we're so close to California?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's the beauty of the state. I think people are seeing that because, I mean, you have, you do have California, but I mean, what was I reading? Like Utah is like the fourth most expensive state to live in.
Okay.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
As time goes on, I mean, there's like California, Massachusetts, Utah, and probably Hawaii is in there somewhere, but Utah is, I think a lot of people are seeing, all the amazing things about the state. I mean, even like you were mentioning earlier about the family aspect of the state, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like our economy, even Utah economy has, we have our own special economy almost here, right? Jobs are thriving here. And
wasn't it just a few years ago that we were like number one in small business growth or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, startups here. Yeah. I mean, just, and then all the tech that's coming to Utah.
Oh yeah.
I think people are seeing, I don't even know where I was going with that, but it's a beautiful state to live in.
It is.
And
it is.
What's crazy to me is I've seen more people move out of Utah to go somewhere cheaper when it used to be let's move to Utah. Mm-hmm. Because it was cheap. So I don't really know why I was going that direction. I was just, you know, Utah is, it's a beautiful state, but we're growing.
We are
almost too fast.
Yeah.
Something needs to change about that. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has that answer.
Yeah. Cause a lot of it's the way we were built so close to the mountain. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of room west
to move out. Yeah.
Nobody seems to want to move to Tooele. So no, I'm just kidding. Sorry to my Tooele listeners.
Clear out into no man's land.
Yeah. 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 I just had to kind of give that little dig to Tooele, but
no,
love
sure.
you guys. But, well, very cool, man. How can people like reach out to you, man? Like how can your website, social media?
Yeah. So my website is just painreliefguide.net.
Okay.
You can get on there, book online, be able to pull up and book whenever is available for you. And then, my phone number is always available. Sorry, one second. Cause you know, I never call myself, so I can't ever remember the business number.
No, you're good, man.
But the business number is 435-677-7575.
Yeah, so give Jeremy a call, even if you just want to like call him and say, hey, man, I want to find out more, or I heard you on the podcast, or drop him an email, or you know, I know you're on Instagram too. Did you say your Instagram? Pain Relief Guy, right?
Pain Relief Guy, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's how you and I connected, and I'm sure there's got to be somebody listening to the podcast right now that could really benefit from what you have going on. I know I could benefit from what you have going on. And
I mean, a lot of people can. I mean, it's one of those things, like you mentioned, everybody has pain, right?
Yeah. A broken heart.
A broken heart.
Can you deal that pain?
I mean, I got some scotch tape. We'll see what we can throw together, but you know, but yeah, no, everybody has pain. And so, yeah, I think hopefully somebody out there needs, you know, my service can, you know, I can be helpful to somebody. That's always my goal, is just to be helpful to somebody.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, let's catch up down the road. And I kind of already mentioned that earlier in the episode, but I really sincerely mean that. Let's get you back through here. Cause I'd love to, you know, find out how things are going in another year.
Yeah. Yeah.
For I'd love you. To do that. Anything else you want to add? Why the microphones are hot? Why we're still recording? That you're like, I was really hoping to cover that, or anything you want to promote, or anything that we didn't. I mean, this is your opportunity, man.
No, just I mean, if you are in pain and you want to, you know, take control of your pain, you know, start just thinking about what are the bad habits that you do, what is the consistent posture that I'm putting myself in, and see if just trying to change that helps you. And if you start feeling better just by not crossing my leg over, does that help my hip, right? Or sitting up straight, does that help my back? Or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, if it gives you relief, then, you know, if it gives you relief and you want to take control of your pain, then, you know, definitely hit me up and let's get that journey started for you. And let's get you, you know, taking control of your life again.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you to our Patreon supporters for their support and all of that good stuff. Make sure to go watch the video of Jeremy and I if you're a supporter. I'm here every Thursday with a new episode. And one thing I do want to mention is our Facebook group is still under the name of I Am Salt Lake Community, has not been changed yet.
Okay.
The request has been made by the members of that group. I'm going to throw, I don't know, maybe I'll change it eventually, but go join the I Am Salt Lake Community on Facebook. Come hang out with the other listeners of the podcast, and much love to everybody.
Yes. Thank you for having me on. I very much appreciate it. And I hope all the listeners have a really good night.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
1 second. I just need to get a couple seconds of background dead air here for the recording.